This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome to the Happy Mama Movement. One of the things that fascinates me as a human being and a woman and as someone who's dedicated to exploring her life is how often we don't do that very thing we know we need to do to change our feelings and our emotions and our energy. Why is it that intellectually we know that going for a run or having a smoothie or just listening to a meditation or getting outside in the sun will completely change our headspace, and yet we stay stuck? We just keep doing those negative things that we know are causing us harm, but we just keep going. That fascinates me. Why is that, mamas? Why do we know what we need, but we don't do it? I speak to mamas every single day in my New Moon membership, in my other programs, in my coaching, and every one of them knows in their heart what they need. If you just give them 10 minutes of space and ask them, what do you really need? Not what do you have to do, but what does your soul and your spirit and you really need? They all know the answers, every single one of them. They'll say with a smile, I just need to paint again. They'll shrug their shoulders and say, I know I need to go back to yoga. They'll nod and say, I need to connect with my husband again. I need to feel passion and romance again instead of just feeling like a mum. They know what they need. And yet they leave those moments and go back to their life and don't prioritize it. I am the same at times, most of the time. I know what I need. I do this for a living. I write about it every day. I teach others about it every single day. Do I do it myself? Not every day. I know that when I write in my journal before the children wake up in the morning and I connect to something bigger than myself and I give myself a little pep talk and I remind myself of why I am where I am and where I am going, oh my goodness, the whole day is different. I know that when I'm in a funk during the day, I have two choices. I can either get myself to a yoga class or I can sit on the couch and watch Netflix. And so often I choose Netflix. And that's okay some days. But most of the time, I know that's not what I really need. I know that that's not going to make me feel any better. I know that going to yoga is going to totally change the feelings inside me and the momentum of my day. So why don't I do it? Is it because I don't want to be happy? Is it because if I do the things that will make me feel good, then I have to show up in a different way? These are the questions that I ask myself so often. If I know how magnificent and spectacular and beautiful my life can be and how amazing I can feel, why don't I just do it every day? Why don't we all do these things we know we need? And here's the thing. I think, I'm not sure because I'm still working it out, but I think there's a part of us that don't want to be happy. It's easier for us to get stuck in that inner mean mama voice. It's easier for us to blame our circumstances Because when we're happy, that means we're enough. It means we're valued. It means we're loved. It means that we're blessed. And that's scary. What if our lives could be magnificent every single day? What if every challenge that comes our way, sickness, tantrums, financial stress, extra pressure from work to juggle all and be all, what if all of it could just feel great? What if we could find a way to be happy every single moment? What if we did wake up every morning and choose something healthy to nourish our body and focused on our thoughts and thanked the universe for the sunshine or the rain? What if it was that simple? Perhaps we're overcomplicating it, mamas. Perhaps we're making this harder than it should be. I'm a huge fan of the teachings of Abraham Hicks. Sure, when I started listening to it, it was really out there, and my inner mean mama thought it was all a bit too woo-woo for me, and I backed away. But over the years, I've come back to it. And for those of you who don't know it, it's basically an amazing woman by the name of Esther Hicks, who I guess channels messages from the universe. Now, lots of us do this. I would say that sometimes when I'm really in the flow of my writing or when I'm really in the flow of recording this podcast, I feel like I'm channeling it. It's not really coming from me. It's just this wisdom that's coming out of me. And at other times when I feel so far away from that wisdom, I wonder where that is. Please, can I be that wise, happy mama again? So when we listen to Abraham Hicks, we're listening to Esther speak the wisdom of the universe. And what they say over and over again, what the universe's message is over and over and over again, is all you have to do is focus on feeling good. Do what makes you feel good all the time. And when we say what makes you feel good, this is the really good, not just the denial good, the I'm going to eat a piece of chocolate because it makes me feel good. You know underneath that most of the time you do that, you don't actually feel good. So it's a truth seeking good. It's your ultimate good. So how does that show up in my day? Let's take a business day for me, a day where I'm working, where the children are all at preschool and school, and I come home and the first thing I do when I'm not conscious, when I'm not clear, is I dive into something like my inbox. And I just start slowly chipping away at all the emails that are in there. Now, does that make me feel good? No. Does it need to be done? Yes. But this is what I've realized recently. What if when I came home from school drop-off, I did something that made me feel amazing first? What if the first thing I did was pull out my journal and write about how grateful I am for this business? What if out of the long list of things I needed to do, I started with the thing I love doing the most and got the momentum from that and got on the frequency of joy, as they say? What if I started with doing the best thing I could do in every moment, knowing that all of the other crappy things I have to do will be so much easier when I'm in that positive place? I bet you know that feeling. When you're in a really good place, when you've done something that feels amazing, everything else flows so much easier. Say you've gone for a run or a big walk, or you've got to a yoga class or the gym, or you've caught up with someone that really inspires you and makes you feel connected and happy, and you get home and suddenly you're smashing out all the other to-do lists. Everything's got this beautiful momentum around it. Suddenly you're in flow again. That's what we need to be doing in every moment. Yes, we still do all that we need to do each day, but we get into action with the things we know that make us feel good. So what makes you feel good? What are the things that you know you really need each day? If I was to sit with you for 10, 15 minutes and say, what is it that your soul is really asking you to do, beautiful mama? Beyond being the best mum you can be, beyond helping everybody else around you, what do you need to be your best self? And when do you feel your best? Do you feel your best after you've washed your hair? Then start washing it more. Do you feel your best when you've listened to a podcast like this? Then make it a part of your daily routine. Put it on while you make the lunches. Make sure you have it ready to go in the car. Do the things that you know make you happy. Start the action towards joy. We all know what we need. We just have to pause and ask ourselves this. Recently, in our New Moon Mama Circle here in Sydney, I watched women cry within seconds of starting to explain who they really are and what they're missing in their life. And the tears weren't necessarily from sadness. The tears were from a realization, a dawning of, oh my goodness, I know what I need. I know what's been missing. I just need more fun. I don't laugh anymore. I'm so tied up with the to-do lists and the busyness and the cleaning up and the jobs each day that I've forgotten to have fun with my kids. We know what we really need. You know what you really need. You just need to pause and ask yourself every day, how can I connect to joy today? What do I really need? Much love, beautiful mamas. Thank you for sharing this journey with me. Sat Nam.
Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.